It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Yeah.
It could be yours. But before we get to the letter, I got a big announcement. Drum roll, please. I need a drum roll. Give it to me, Dave. Big drum roll, there it is. On behalf of the National Black Radio Hall of Fame, it is my distinct honor and privilege to congratulate our very own Miss Shirley Strawberry on your induction into the class of 2025 as a radio pioneer. Come on, girl. Come on here.
You surprised me with that one.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Girl. Best voice in all of radio.
Outstanding.
Thank you, guys. And thank you to the National Black Radio Hall of Fame. Yeah. It's going down tomorrow in St. Louis. Yeah. I would definitely be there, but honestly, they just told me like yesterday. But it's all good, though. I'll be there in spirit for sure. I want to say, thank you to the National Black Radio Hall of Fame. It wasn't them.
That's right, Shirley. Don't let him drag you down into no
Don't let him. Then they won't give me my award.
And we heard you on the radio.
Congratulations.
About we was late.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, oh, brother. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have been married to my husband, Stan, for 8 years. We met in college, fell hard, and got married quick. Everything was fine until his younger brother, Sean, moved in with us after his messy divorce. We had an extra room, and we enjoyed having Stan around to help with the cooking and cleaning.
Sean.
Yeah, the brother. We enjoyed having Sean around to help with cooking and cleaning. But then things got awkward because me and Sean spent too much time alone at home. We got really comfortable. I mean, way too comfortable. One night after I had too many lemon drop martinis, Sean and I ended up hooking up. It started happening regularly whenever we were alone. I know that's bad, but things got worse. I found out I was pregnant, and I told Sean that it was time to tell my husband everything. He agreed. That night, I tried to come clean, but I only got out the part about being pregnant. I didn't know how to tell my husband that it wasn't his baby. He was thrilled because we had been trying to have a baby for years, and we eventually gave up trying. A few days after that, I told my husband that I was pregnant and I had a miscarriage. I met my husband at his job and told him. My husband told Sean when we got home. That fool Sean said he should have been the first to know. My husband was standing there looking confused. I started acting lightheaded to distract my husband, and it worked. Since then, Sean has been pushing me to tell my husband the truth. But why would we do that when we dodged a bullet? Sean and I still hook up because I am scared he will do something stupid if I cut him off. Is it best to tell my husband everything like Sean suggests? Please advise. What? Listen, first of all, you need to get Sean out of your house because this is crazy. You had no business. You know this, cheating on your husband with his brother. This is really, really foul. And his brother is a loose cannon ready to pop off at any minute now since he knows about the baby and all of this. He's going to tell your husband. You do know this. So get ready for your marriage to blow up. But then do you really care if your marriage blows up? I mean, you were sleeping with your husband's brother, your brother-in-law, right under your husband's nose in his house. How low down and dirty are you? And anyone who would do that to their own brother is definitely no good. You've come between two brothers. This is going to break up their family when they find out. I've never been a proponent of lying to your husband about something so serious as carrying another man's baby and letting your husband think that the baby is his. It's hard to live with that kind of life. July. But thank God you don't have to now. You and your brother-in-law have created a mess. You are still hooking up because you say you're afraid that your brother will tell him about the baby and you're scared. You're just scared. Should you tell your husband, you ask? I'm going to answer you this way. That depends on how much longer you plan on sleeping with your husband's brother in your house. I mean, so far you've dodged a bullet, like you say, but one thing is for sure, you do not want him to find out from his brother, okay? That's what you don't want. Steve?
Okay, I'm excited to do this letter because I have so much to say about here. First of all, I have 1 minute, so let me just say this. First of all, I don't care what happens to her in this letter. I don't care. I don't care. Because you created this whole mess. You could have easily said no. Are you kidding me? This is my husband and that's your brother. Squashed, end of conversation, over with. You had total control of this situation right here. You had the power to never even let this start. You did, but you didn't. So now what happens to you, lady, I could care less. But now when I come back, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen if you don't tell him, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen if you do tell him. And it's all right. The same thing.
Yeah, hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, oh, brother, right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, oh, brother.
As I said, before I start this letter, I do not care what happens to this woman in this letter. I just don't. Because you had the power to never allow this in the beginning.
Wow.
You could have said no, and that would have been the end of it. How dare you disrespect my husband, your brother, and my marriage and my home? That would have squashed the whole thing. Am I right, ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Am I right?
For sure. For sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, you know, instead of women, why is always on the woman on this? This one on her. This one is on her. This was her house. This was her husband. This was her marriage. This was her decision. This one is on her. Now, let's go with the letter. Been married to your husband 8 years, got in college, fell in love, got married real quick. Everything was fine until his little brother, Sean, moved in after a messy divorce. They always throw stuff in there that could make it seem they cloudy. They don't give it what divorce he had, a happy one, messy one. What they got to do with it? We had an extra room. We enjoyed Sean being around to help with the cooking and cleaning. Wait a minute, what? It ain't but two of y'all in the house. Well, Sean had moved in to help with the cooking and the cleaning. What y'all eating? There's two of y'all. When one person cook, make enough for two. Help with the cleaning, it's two of y'all. The only reason it's messier is because now it's three. See, I don't like none of this pre-set up. But then things got awkward because y'all started spending a lot of time together at home and we got comfortable. I mean, way too comfortable. One night after we had too many lemon drop martinis, here we go now. Blame it on the always got to blame it on some liquor. Wasn't that, you'd have been smoking weed. Wasn't that, you'd have been eating edibles. Wasn't that, it was just a crack pipe. It was just one time. Wasn't that, he had some meth. I just wanted to try it. It always would have been something. This really ain't got nothing to do with lemon drops, and you're going to find that out real quick. Too many lemon drops, Sean and I ended up hooking up. And it started happening regularly when we weren't alone. Now, so that means you didn't have to have the lemon drop after this. It was just on and cracking. Why? Because y'all was alone. I know that's bad, but it got worse. I found out I was pregnant, and I told Sean that it was time to tell my husband everything. He agreed. Y'all two of the stupidest people. Y'all two of the dumbest people to ever write in. I told Sean I was pregnant and thought it was time to tell my husband everything. He agreed. This is when two fools is talking to each other. But now listen to this right here. That night, I tried to come clean, but I only got out the part about being pregnant. You know, see, first of all, lady, I don't believe that either. You only got to the part about you being pregnant. See, because everybody knows that in order to get pregnant, you had to have sex. So now how'd you skip over to who you was having sex with part and just got to the pregnancy part? See, all this is wrong right here. You're a bad storyteller and a bad liar. And I only got to the part about being pregnant. I didn't know how to tell my husband that it wasn't his baby. Well, you know how to tell him. He was thrilled because we had been trying to have a baby for years and eventually gave up trying. Because your husband need to go get checked. Because your husband sound like he got a problem where he can't make a baby. Because Sean coming up in here. Sean done already got you pregnant.
Yeah.
So your husband probably got some medical problems. And you know it's Sean's baby because your husband ain't been able to get you pregnant. So now, a few days after I told my husband I was pregnant, I had a miscarriage. I met my husband at his job and told him. You told him that you had a miscarriage, I'm saying. My husband told Sean when we got home, man, my girl just had a miscarriage. That fool Sean said he should have been the first to know. My husband standing there looking confused. Boy, I wish I could have been in that room. I swear to God.
You do?
This don't sound like nothing. Sean said, I should have been the first to know. Your husband standing there looking confused. I started acting lightheaded to distract my husband and it worked. Since then, Sean has been pushing me to tell my husband the truth. Because, see, Sean wants you. Now, he just got out of a messy divorce. Why was it messy? Because Sean is ignorant. Sean is an ignorant man. That's why he ended up in the first divorce. Now, Sean wants you. Now, I don't know whether you deciding to take Sean or not, but you finna hook up with a very ignorant person. Then she said, he pushing to tell my husband the truth, but why would we do that? We dodged the bullet. Sean and I still hook up because I am scared he would do something stupid if I cut him off. Lady, that's not true. You've been hooking up with Sean. First it was lemon drops. Then it was good. Now he might hurt you. Girl, is it best to tell my husband everything like Sean's success? Please advise. Let me tell you something. Somebody gonna get hurt. When you go in there and tell your husband, I want you to know, somebody gonna get hurt. And everybody in this letter gonna get hurt. Your husband gonna be hurt, but hurt people hurt people. You gonna all get right. hurt, and Sean gonna get hurt. So go on in there and tell him.
Leave your comments on today's Stripper Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Stripper Letter podcast.
He gonna beat the black off Sean.
On the free iHeartRadio app, you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.